First of all, we don't know that organization, Unity and Freedom Front, we don't know it. We haven't seen their report. But there has not been East African community, first of all, to speak about until President Museveni restarted it about 12 years ago, together with President Arap Moi and Benjamin Mkapa. And so he cannot be the same person being accused of destroying unless they raise specific issues.
One of the issues they raised was that President Museveni was trying to isolate Tanzania and Burundi by not inviting the leaders of the two countries to one of the recent regional summits of the community.
First of all, Sejuta doesn't speak for Burundi, doesn't speak for Tanzania. The president of Tanzania, Jakaya Kikwete, has addressed his own parliament, during which he said they are not leaving East Africa. However, they have issues of immigration, customs, land, and employment for their people. Now, the president of Uganda does not also rule Kenya and Rwanda. These are independent, sovereign countries that take decisions that are beneficial to their respective countries. Thirdly, there are issues in regions that are bilateral to Uganda and Kenya. There are issues that are bilateral for Uganda and Rwanda. And there are issues that are tripartite for Uganda, Kenya, and Rwanda. So we don't think that bilateral issues of Uganda and Kenya should in any way jeopardize the regional cooperation of the East African community.
Did you say that you do not know about the group called Freedom and Unity Front?
Yes, we don't know. I'm hearing it from you for the first time, so it must be a fictitious organization.
This is the group that was formed just recently, and it claims that it has members in Uganda and also abroad.
Well, first of all, Sejusa is a renegade fugitive who had previously been a member of parliament of Uganda representing the army. He has run out of what else to say, and I think this announcement of a fictitious organization that does not exist, at least not here in Uganda, is an attempt to create a profile to you, the international media, who may not have all the facts about Uganda back home here. So really, it is not an organization that gives anybody sleepless nights.
In their so-called analysis, they accuse the president of your country of supporting the M23 rebels, and they claim that he cannot be a supporter of the M23 and at the same time trying to be a facilitator of peace in the Congo.
Well, again, they are not spokespersons of the DRC government. First of all, President Museveni and Uganda was asked by the Summit of African Union Heads of State in November of 2011 to be the mediator, and we have been conducting that mediation for the past 11 months. It has never been raised by the DRC delegation, the biasness of Uganda, until when we hear accusations via the media. So surely, for the 11 months Uganda has been mediating, how could it have? First of all, why did President Kabila ask President Museveni through the African Union to be the mediator? So that is an accusation Uganda is used to, and we shall let it pass.